Here we have screenshots of both clients' risk factors and protective factors. Staff should check all that apply. So on the left-hand side for Sarah, we can see that she has risk factors in the categories of social factors and life stressors. Under protective factors, we see items checked off under categories of personal factors and external or environmental factors. Keep in mind that this information should also align with the risk level identified on page 3. On the right-hand side for James, we see that he has risk factors present in all 4 categories and no identified protective factors. This information supports his moderate risk level, and again, the information in this section should help explain the risk level as well as correlate with information included throughout the assessment document.